Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Wake up, Susan.
Oh, thanks, Alice. Oh, this is very civilised, isn't it?
Well, I wasn't sure a table and six chairs would even fit out here.
It is a little bit cosy, but it's fine.
And there won't be many more evenings like this, will there? Where we can eat outside.
Right, I've opened the two reds to breathe. I left them on the side.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
And I put the whites in the fridge.
Thank you. Here you are. Oh,
thanks. Oh, Susan, Alice said Neil was bringing the fizz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, I could do to give him a ring and remind him. I won't be a sec.
Well, if you get through, Susan, will you ask him how long he and Chris will be?
Yeah, we'll do.
Why don't you sit down and join us, Alice?
Oh, OK, just for a minute.
I haven't seen anything of you this weekend.
Oh, how did you do in Hollerton, was it?
At the farmer's market, yeah. Really well. Oh, it was a great atmosphere. And how did you get on Friday?
Ah, well, a few red faces at the board meeting.
Well, you did warn them.
Exactly. Then I spent Friday afternoon on the phone trying to sort out the removal of the bones and their disposal. To no avail, I might add.
Yeah, how frustrating. Mm.
And all weekend you've had people coming up to you asking about foot and mouth, haven't you, Brian?
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that'll be thanks to the echo.
Of course.
No joy. Neil and Chris must still be playing. It's Paxley today.
Ah, well, they'll have their work cut out then.
Not to worry. We've got all evening.
I've left Neil a message telling him to pick up the bubbly on his way.
Oh, jolly good.
So, Brian, what's all this about finding those cattle bones on the new market site? Is it really foot and mouth?
And I know those apples taste fantastic just off the tree, so I wanted to get one. You know, I thought this'll impress her.
Like you do.
Yeah. So I climbed up, picked the things, then couldn't get down because the belt loop on my jeans was caught a twig behind me.
Oh, Harry, not exactly James Bond, is it?
So I yanked at it, the twig snapped, and I fell out of the tree, ended up on my backside at Zoffy's feet.
I bet she loved it.
Yeah. She teased me mercilessly all night.
Hang on, two to win, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in the bag. Come on, Richard.
Oh, he skied it. He's going to get caught. No, he's dropped it.
Oh, well, that's it. They've run two. Well played, Ambridge.
I wish we could pull that sort of performance out of the bag every week.
Me too. Paxley won't be happy.
Oh, yeah. Hoping for a call from Zofia. You have got it bad, mate.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, so she.
Not her, I'm afraid.
Right, I'm going to get changed.
Jazza, hi.
What time will you be home?
Well, the match has just finished, so about half an hour?
Half an hour? I'm starving, I'm losing the way we live here.
Well, you get on with preparing the veg then.
What did your last servant die of? I've just spent all afternoon at the supermarket buying the stuff. You can cook it.
Yeah, I will, if you just make a start. I'll have potatoes and beans.
Who am I, Gordon Ramsay?
The sooner you start on dinner, the sooner we get to eat. Come on, you know it makes sense.
There are a couple of small tins of anchovies in there, Mum. Could you pass them to me, please?
Oh, good heavens.
What?
Where on earth did you get these?
From that economy supermarket outside Durrington.
Oh, economising is one thing, Alice, but you shouldn't compromise where food's concerned. You really ought to stick with the quality brand names.
Yeah, but it's the same food in a different tin under a different name.
Well, how can you possibly tell? I mean, I can't even pronounce what it says on this tin, let alone understand what's inside.
Well, I think the picture's a bit of a giveaway.
Yes, but what about the ingredients?
Let's see. If it looks like an anchovy and quacks like an anchovy, then it's an anchovy.
Food aid from Scandinavia, Father calls it.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. Alice and I were just discussing economising.
Oh, you shop here as well, do you, Jennifer?
What?
Well, you should listen to your mum, Alice. Oh? You and Christopher have a lot of saving up to do, and you can save loads of money by buying these low-cost items.
That wasn't quite
and
what
And your mum's
was...
isn't the only 4x4 in the car park either.
My,
we're all economising these days.
Actually, Susan,
anyone who spends twice as much just for the name on the tin needs their head examining. Isn't that right, Jennifer?
Is that right, Mum? Oh, I'll answer that for you, Alice.
Oh, thanks.
Right, anything I can do to help?
Alice, would you save some of these tomatoes?
Oh, Jennifer, yeah. I'm afraid Alice is busy.
It's Jazza.
Jazza? Yes, well, can I take a message?
No, but maybe you can help.
Me?
Aye.
Oh, well, if I can.
I know what a brilliant cook you are, Jennifer.
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly.
So, I reckon you'd know about making onion gravy if Emdy does.
Well, yes, I do.
Great, so could you talk me through it while I cook? Oh. I've got as far as frying the onions.
That's brilliant, Jennifer. Looks very tasty, though, I say it myself. Ta very much.
You're very welcome.
If there's ever anything I can do for you at any time.
Well, thank you. I'll bear it in mind.
I'll see you.
Enjoy your meal, then.
Harry, will you get yourself in here? It's gone cold.
Oh, it smells fantastic.
Never going to sit at the table with your dressing gown on.
Well, I've just had a shower. What's the problem? Oh, Jazzy, you've really done yourself proud here, mate.
Aye, well, don't just post so it doesn't touch the sides. I've been slaving away at a hot stove all afternoon, at least chew properly so you can savour it.
Right, yeah. Sorry, Mum.
And then straight after the bubbly, I'll serve the starters. Everyone is hungry, I hope. Mm-hmm. Chris?
Definitely.
Well, I think you should open it, since we're celebrating your success. I'll go get it.
Okay.
How are things at the dairy, Susan? Oh, be quiet.
Well, I should imagine they are.
And how's Clary? I was surprised to hear that she'd left.
Oh, well, part-time doesn't suit everyone, Jennifer.
No, I suppose not.
Whereas it's all I want, to fit round me hours in the shop and the post office, with production being so low at the moment.
Mum, did you know Lily and Freddie had gone to Pony Club camp?
No, I didn't.
Oh. They'll love it. I know I did.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
India Beesborough's going too.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's one of the trainers. Oh, hey.
Oh, Alice, I can't help wishing that's how you were spending your summer. Instead of selling strawberries in noisy lay-bys.
Mum, I'm enjoying it. Here you are.
She loves seeing her commission racking up too.
Of course I do. We need the money. Susan, can you take these two?
Oh, yes. It's good to see Chris leaping up the first rungs of the business ladder.
Me and your dad were only saying that the other night, Christopher. It's amazing how far you've come.
Yeah, and just think, next spring I'll be my own boss. And me and Alice will be the owners of a great little farrier business. Yeah.
Indeed you will. So we'll all drink to that.
So, what did you reckon to my onion gravy then, eh?
Yeah, it was impressive. Oh, I'm stuffed.
Aye, well, but it's still your turn next Sunday.
Yeah.
Right, I'm off outside for a fag while you get stuck into their dishes.
Okay.
You seen my lighter anywhere? I could have swore I left it here on the side.
Ah.
What's up?
Sorry, mate, I've got to run.
What? Why?
Zofia and the others have already set off for the ball.
So what?
She'll be there in 20 minutes.
And?
I can't keep her waiting, can I? That'd be rude.
But what about the dishes?
Ah, leave it.
What did you say?
Leave it. I'll do it when I get back.
But you, Harry Mason, you're telling me to leave all this in the sink while you go out?
It's only for a few hours. Right, I better get ready. I'll see you down there, yeah?
Mine's a pint.
Yeah, no worries. And can I have some of that expensive aftershave Maureen Hill got you for Christmas?
Fuck.
Yeah, Di, a nightcap.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that was a good evening, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Sounds bright.
I was a little bit.
Oh.
I meant what I said when I told Alice that the food was delicious.
Yes, I thought she did an excellent job.
No, she did. Personally, though, I'd rather stick with Underwood's food hall.
Of course.
but I do appreciate the effort that Alice and Chris are making to save up all this money.
I know you do. Yeah, me too.
But I'm worried about the bank loan that Christopher's taken out.
Well, there's no need to be, because I'm not.
But it's on top of the loan he already has for the van. I mean, it's a lot of money.
He earns a decent amount.
And then there's the question of the cottage. You know, I'm not at all happy that they've offered it as collateral.
It's perfectly normal.
But what would happen, though, if they couldn't make their payments? The bank would repossess the house.
Jenny.
On top of which, the cottage would be sold to someone we didn't know. And we'd have people who were nothing to do with us or the family permanently lodged on the farm.
All right, Jenny, look, stop there, stop there. Let's take it step by step. First of all, the loan is a very small one compared to the value of the cottage, even with the extra loan on the van.
Well, I know that.
And secondly, the farrier business is a very good investment. And I trust Chris to rise to the challenge of running it and managing it well. And if, heaven forfend, the worst came to the worst and the business did go under, you know perfectly well I'd step in myself to make sure the bank didn't get hold of the cottage.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good, darling. But still, if she'd just married somebody like Bascis Tretfield...
Then she'd have been a damn fool and not the girl I know her to be. Chris is a young man with ambition, drive and initiative. And I can't help but admire them both for not coming cap in hand to me.
Well, yes, all right. Oh, I've been having another look at the school clothing booklet for Rory.
Oh, yes?
I've only just noticed that it says one suitcase and one overnight bag only.
Only one?
Yes, apparently so. And I'd better go to Underwood's tomorrow and buy a large suitcase. Otherwise, I'll struggle to get everything in.
Yes, all right.
I'll take Rory and let him choose the colour. Oh, 2 weeks. That's all we've got left. And it'll fly by.
Yeah, I expect it will, yes.
And then a few days later, Phoebe will be leaving.
Yes.
Once I've finished sewing on those dratted name tapes, I'll make time to take them both out and we can do something nice together.
That's a good idea.
Where should we go, do you think? Brian?
Sorry, Jenny.
Thinking about the site.
Yes, yeah. I want to get down there first thing and speak to Cliff. Because I've got to coordinate the AHVLA, the hauliers and the plant, trying to get those blasted bones shifted by Tuesday at the latest. It's gone on far too long as it is.
We had a great time. We ate outside in the garden.
At Home Farm?
No, in Chris and Alice's garden. Oh, the food was smashing. Alice did really well, considering she'd been at the farmer's market all day.
Oh, good.
They're both working really hard. Alice has hardly had a day off in weeks.
Oh, those are the sacrifices you make, aren't they? If they want to own their own business, they may as well get used to it from the beginning.
Oh, neither of them are frightened of hard work.
Good for them.
Though it didn't need to be like this.
No.
No, I mean, it's like I said to Neil. It's all very well Brian praising Chris's initiative, but he could have put his money where his mouth is.
Oh, did Chris ask Brian to back him?
Oh, no. Him and Alice are far too proud. They want to do it all themselves.
Good for them.
No, I mean, you'd have thought Brian would have offered instead of letting them get a bank loan. I said to Neil, people with money always...
What?
Always, maybe, forget what a struggle it is. But I don't mean Brian at all. I mean, I know he's worked for his money, same as Christopher's doing.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
A car that's just drawn up.
Oh, visitor?
It's the environmental health officer.
Oh, he's back soon. I thought they only came last Wednesday.
They did.
But I thought they were supposed to come once a week.
It could be any time. That's why they call it a spot check, Susan.
Oh, right. Oh, dear. Is there anything I should do? Oh, dear.
Oh, Susan.
Sorry, Pat.
Oh, look, clear that up straight away, will you? And make sure you wash your hands.
Oh, I know.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, I was driving past. I thought I'd stop and say thanks for last night.
Oh, that's nice.
How's business this morning?
A bit slow again. I've already eaten all my lunch.
There are roadworks a bit further down. Do you think it could be that?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, once drivers get the green light, they just want to get on their way.
Yeah, that's true.
Phone the council, see how long they're going to last.
Yeah, I might.
It's a good job you got yourself on commission.
You're too right.
Ah, very canny.
Yeah, well, I learnt from the best, Dad.
Must be where you got your negotiating skills from, too.
Of course. Adam didn't stand a chance on my rates once I started working on him.
Ah, but you've got to shift the goods first.
Oh, well, I might come along to the market development and go round all your construction workers. Sell them a punnet each.
Great idea. Eating strawberries might be a welcome break for them. Between the hard graft of reading newspapers and playing cards.
Oh, so nothing's happening at all?
No, not much. Cliff's got half a dozen or so working on the far side, but it's hardly moving things forward.
So you're no nearer to getting back to work?
No, we're not.
Well, I thought you'd have got it all sorted by now.
Oh, so did I. Vain hope, as it turns out.
And you're trying to coordinate the DEFRA people and the haulage people.
And the rendering plant. No one seems to stay at their desk for more than 10 minutes at a time.
So, what are you doing with your afternoon off?
Oh, I want to catch up with some washing. Should have done it yesterday instead of spending it with those time wasters.
Oh, were they time wasters?
I have come to the conclusion that half the people I show around the properties are just there for a nosy at the interior decor.
Right, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Website's looking better. Helen's doing a great job.
Good. Glad you think so.
Yeah. I think your mum and dad will be impressed too when they get a chance to look at it properly.
I hope so.
I don't know the stats, but I bet a good percentage of potential customers check out the website first. Mm. I really like what she's done on the homepage. Looking forward to serving you with our delicious products now we've finished our refurb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the way she sidestepped the E. coli.
It took her a while to decide on how to phrase it.
Well, tell her from me, it's a great start.
Oh, you can tell her yourself tonight. We're going up to Bridge Farm for supper.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, there are good links straight away to ordering. And she's got the link to the blog.
Hmm. It's just a drop in the ocean, though, isn't it? We're going to need a lot more than a website and pictures of happy cows to get punters in.
Yeah, well, all we need to do, according to Pip, is invest a few grand in a mobile website.
It was sweet of her to ring Helen with all those suggestions, though.
More like bombarding, that's what Helen said.
She meant well.
I know, but really, I'm the one with a marketing degree, and I do keep up to date. Oh, no. Who's this?
No idea.
I hope it's not important. It's my only free time this week. Oh, hello, Pip.
Hiya. I was just passing. I've had some more ideas about marketing Bridge Farm. Is this a good time? Oh, hello,
well,
Brian.
You can't get any of your inspectors until the afternoon, huh? Well, I'll have to speak to the hauliers and the rendering plant again. I'll get back to you later today. Bye, then. Sorry, Susan.
Oh, it's okay. Now, what can I help you with?
Just a packet of biscuits. Keep Alice going in her lay-by.
Oh, busy times at Home Farm, aren't they? Jennifer was telling me yesterday.
Yeah.
Does seem an awful lot of uniform and stuff needing name tapes.
Well, I told her to use the woman recommended by the school, but for some inexplicable reason, she decided to stitch them all in herself.
Oh, I think she just wanted to do her best for Rory. She'll miss him when he goes, won't she?
Yes, of course. Well, we all will.
Oh, those are very nice. Hmm? Very Moorish, Neil always says.
All right, I'll have them then.
Right you are.
Thanks. Oh, I'm sorry, Susan, I've got to take this.
Oh, what about your change?
I put it in the charity box.
Oh, well, that's more than it normally gets in a month.
Ah, Gordon, thanks for getting back to me. Look, forget tomorrow morning. How are you fixed for tomorrow afternoon instead?
Now, this one shows what I mean. Look, a link to the blog and a scrolling list of all the social media comments right on the homepage. It's no good if people have to click first on a page for links. They won't do it.
Okay, I get that.
Better even than that one is this one. See?
Hmm. So the tweets are scrolling along the top?
They're almost the first thing you read.
Okay. And Why does that matter?
Because what you're trying to do is make people feel part of a community.
It's a club for people who buy from Bridge Farm, and people like to belong. Then you can offer little rewards for members reposting the messages to their community.
That's how you add followers to yours.
Right. Yeah. And there are ways of analysing who posts, how, when, and so on, so you can direct your marketing at different groups.
This is really interesting. Thanks.
No, that's fine. I just think it's all so fascinating.
I'm just not sure we've got the resources. I mean, you need someone on this full time, and we've definitely got no money for phone apps or any of that stuff.
I know some of that might be expensive.
Look, I'm going to have to get back to Sawyer's.
Oh, that's okay. Brenda and I can carry on here.
There
isn't too much more. Let me just check my list.
Okay, well, I'll see you later.
Yeah, see ya.
And thanks again, Pip.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's fine if you need to get off too, Pip. I mean, I don't want to take up your free time.
Oh, don't worry about me. I love doing this.
But I do know most of this stuff, you know?
Yeah, of course. I'll just go through the latest research on blogging then. You might not have come across it.
Hi.
Hello, Alice. Oh, do you want a hand?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Oh, I see. Most of these crates are empty.
Yeah, business picked up after lunch.
Well done.
Still managed to eat nearly all of those biscuits. I've been thinking, Dad.
Huh?
Well, I've just seen Adam, and he said he's going to wind down production at the end of next month.
Well, I expect a lot of the pickers will be ready to go home by then anyway.
Yeah, so I've been thinking about maximising my sales between now and then by somehow adding value.
Well, how do you propose to do that?
Well, I was wondering about selling them with scones or maybe chocolate-dipped strawberries.
Oh, interesting. You have your work cut out, though.
Yeah, I don't mind. I'll look into the possibilities.
Yeah, do.
And how did you get on? Is everything set up for tomorrow?
No, it's not.
Oh... How come?
Well, by the time I was able to get back to the AHVLA chap, and he was fully booked for tomorrow. So I'm now going through the whole damn process again to try and sort it out for Wednesday.
Oh, poor you.
Could you set the table, please, Brenda?
Yeah, of course. Hi, Tom.
Oh, hello. What time did you get here?
A few minutes ago. Pat said you were in the office, so I didn't want to disturb you.
Morris and I finished early. I thought I'd come back here and do some more cold calling.
Well, how did you get on?
Okay. Some responses were quite encouraging.
Good.
And some I'll follow up later in the week. I'm trying to make appointments to see people with samples. If that's okay with you, Mum?
Yes, of course it is.
It's great.
And I've decided to spend at least a couple of evenings this week looking for new contacts for the sausages too.
Yeah, you should.
How did you get on with the environmental health people, Mum?
All right. I get the test results back on Friday. It all means nothing until these weekly visits stop and we can say we're in the clear.
I know, but then we can really get moving on the website and implement all of these new all-singing, all-dancing marketing ideas of Pip's. Oh, come on, Brenda. You've got to give her full marks for enthusiasm.
I think you've got the patience of a saint, sitting there listening to her telling us things we already know.
Be fair. She had lots of new ideas. It's a fast-moving world.
I know, that's my point. It's what I do for a living.
Well, I still think some bits of it will be useful.
Yeah, okay, fine. But don't forget, Helen's done a great job already. I think the website will really make a difference.
How?
Well, one of the things we're going to do, it is one of Pip's ideas actually, is link testimonials to the website so that when the page loads, it shows a random customer testimonial.
Oh, for goodness sake, Brenda. Wake up.
What?
What's the point? This business is losing money hand over fist and all you and Tom can do is mess about on the website.
Mum?
All you're doing is just tinkering on the edges. It's a complete waste of time.
Mum!
Oh, Tom.
Oh, no, come here. I'm so sorry.
I thought we were doing something positive.
We are. She's under a lot of pressure.
I know. She's never spoken to me like that before.
And she didn't mean to then. They're both on a knife edge, Bren. They still don't know if they're going to be prosecuted yet.
No, I know.
And then there's the mortgage. It's so stressful, all of it.
I just want to help.
I know you do. And you are. I couldn't do any of it without you.
You didn't need to do this, Clary, love. I could have made my own sarnies.
I don't mind.
Oh, you should have had a lie-in.
Couldn't sleep anyway. Ham and tomato, all right?
Yeah, lovely, Tot.
You at the market all day today?
No, we started at 9 with the fat lambs, then it's coal ewes and prime cattle. Should be finished early afternoon.
To make you some dinner, then, for later?
No, I'm not coming back home till tonight.
Oh.
No, I'm going straight to the Jack Russell woman's to crack on with that patio.
What, straight from the market?
Yeah, while the weather holds.
Eddie, you can't work all the afternoon on just a flask of coffee and a few sandwiches.
Of course I can. Oh, I can have a bit of breakfast at the market too. It's cheap there.
All these hours you're putting in, or don't you get an ill?
Oh, I won't. You know me, tough as old boots.
Eddie.
So, come on, eh? Pack me sarnies and let me get off before the traffic starts building up.
All right. I'll make something nice for your tea.
Yeah, you do that. If I keep going at this rate, I'll be halfway done by the weekend.
Will you?
Yeah. And she said she'll pay me half up front on Friday.
Did she?
Cash in hand.
Oh, that'd be good.
So with that couple of car boots you and Dad are doing, we'll have a bit extra by Bank Holiday Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might even have a little treat. We'll definitely have deserved it.
There's another couple of them bagging up nicely. I've penned them up and I'll keep an eye on them.
Yeah, okay.
Well, they've both calved before, so there shouldn't be a problem.
Tony?
Hmm? What?
I've just been online to check the farm account.
And?
The milk check did clear in time to pay the direct debits for the electricity and the insurance, thank goodness.
Well, that's something.
But I've been having a look at the cash flow forecast.
Oh?
It's the mortgage payment.
I know. It's been nagging at me too.
If things carry on like this...
As long as we can ride it out for the next few months, people will start drifting back.
I'd like to believe that.
And you never know. Tom might get some sales further afield.
I don't know. I think they're whistling in the dark, him and Brenda. I just don't think those new markets exist.
Peggy, you ask for the white thread and needle?
Oh, thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
I noticed a button missing when I was sorting out Jack's laundry.
Oh, you have a wound on your finger?
Oh, the plaster. It's just a nick.
What did you do?
I was trying to change a light bulb, but it was a struggle to loosen it. And then the bulb came free suddenly and I dropped it.
Oh, and you cut your finger on the glass?
Yes, picking it up.
Oh, dear.
It's nothing. Just some of the things I can't manage as well these days.
No?
The ironing, for instance. Oh, it sounds silly, perhaps.
I'm sure it is not silly.
It's only Jack's shirts and some of my things, but I find it very tiring nowadays to stand for a long time.
I'm sure you do.
I do it, of course. I iron in short bursts.
Yes, of course.
But I can never get it all done.
And the pile is always there.
That's right. And then there's the shopping. Can't carry as much as I used to.
Oh, you shouldn't have to worry about these things.
Oh, I agree. Life could be easier. How are Anna and Rosa?
Oh, they're well, thank you. But they still argue. Yesterday I said I'll get a tape measure and draw a line down the centre of the bedroom. Then you'll have exactly half each.
Did you look at that house at all? The one we talked about last week? The one Lillian's company owns?
It is much too expensive.
So you did look at it?
I was curious. I looked on the internet.
And what did you think?
Oh, it is perfect, as you said.
I knew you'd like it.
But I also saw the rent and the deposit I'd need.
Ah.
Yes. It is, as all the other houses in the area, much too expensive.
Well, I've been thinking about that, Ilona, after I cut my finger, actually.
Yes?
What if I offered you 2 days' work a week at the lodge?
At your home?
We could organise things around your shifts here, of course. I can be flexible.
Yes, I'm sure you can.
And of course I'd pay you the proper going rate.
Oh, thank you, Peggy. It is very kind.
It would solve both our problems.
Peggy, I cannot accept.
But why?
Thank you very much, but even with this extra money, I could not afford to rent the house. I could not even save the deposit.
Clary?
Hey, Dave.
What's up?
I've just got a letter from the Environmental Health.
Oh?
Well, Eddie, I'm confused.
All right, love, all right. Now, calm down.
No, but I don't know what to make of it.
What's it say exactly?
Well, that's just it. I can't make it out.
Yeah, well, tell me. Maybe you aren't reading it right.
It says the same type of bacteria as I had were found in the ice cream.
Well, that's what we thought, ain't it?
Yeah, but then it goes on to say that I may have caused contamination of the ice cream.
Oh, right.
So have I or an I? I mean, it says I'm to blame and then it says I might not be. I don't understand.
Look, I need a proper look at it.
I don't know what to think, Eddie.
Have you shown it to anybody else? Kathy, for instance?
Oh, no, I went round Kathy's, but she'd already gone to work. Look, shall I read it out to you now, over the phone?
I don't know if I'll be much help just at the minute. I can't concentrate.
Oh.
Look, I tell you what, love, leave it for now, and if I can't work it out when I get home, I'll take it to Brookfield. I'm up there milking tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. I'll ask David to have a look at it. Oh, he'll be able to cut through the red tape and tell us exactly what it means.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. I'll see you later then.
Wait, hang on a minute, Clary. I've had a better idea.
Yeah?
Look, David's here at the market. He's been selling some lambs. And as soon as you put the phone down, ring William or Nick and ask one of them if they can drive over here with the letter.
To the market?
Yeah, and I'll show it to David.
Oh, no, it don't matter.
Why not?
No, no, too much of a palaver.
Oh, Clary,
No, I can wait till tomorrow.
No, Nick and William won't mind, and neither will David. I'm not letting you have another sleepless night. You need to know one way or the other, so let's get it sorted, eh?
Here you are.
Peggy, is there a problem?
No, thank you. Jack has just gone in for lunch. Ilona, have you got a minute?
Oh, yes, of course.
I've been thinking about what you said earlier, and I'd like to lend you the money for the deposit for the house.
Oh, Peggy. Give me your hand. I never thought to meet such a kind lady as you.
So will you accept my offer?
Oh, you make it very hard for me, but I cannot.
Why not?
You do not know how much I'd like to say yes to such a kind and thoughtful offer, but I cannot.
But why?
I could not afford the rent and I'd never be able to save enough to repay your loan.
I'm sure we could sort that out.
Oh, Peggy, I'm so sad to keep saying no.
Oh, dear.
But it is impossible.
Well, if you're sure.
I am.
All right. I don't want to put you under any pressure. I suppose that's that.
How many slices of bread do you want with your soup? Tony?
The post has come.
Oh, Lord.
Here. This one's from the EHO.
Right.
I suppose it's better to know than to keep on waiting.
Yeah.
Well?
Oh, Tony, they're not going to prosecute.
Oh, thank God for that. What's it say?
That the ice cream was contaminated with the same type of bacteria they found in the people who fell ill.
Well, we more or less knew that, didn't we? What about the dairy?
Extensive investigations revealed generally satisfactory conditions. Mm-hmm. They can't find fault with our systems or our new staff training procedures. Uh-huh. And that it does seem to be Clary who's responsible.
Right.
The investigation will stay on record and we'll be inspected every 6 months. Oh,
that's the best outcome we could have hoped for. Under the circumstances.
Poor Clary.
Yeah, I know. Although she'd have felt worse if we'd been prosecuted as well.
True.
Let's Just be grateful for small mercies, eh?
Yeah.
What's that one?
From Underwoods.
Oh.
No. Well, I don't believe it.
What?
Tony, look. They're landing us with an extra emergency product withdrawal charge.
£10,000? Oh, Pat.
£10,000? I mean, will the insurance cover it?
No. No, I'm afraid it won't.
God.
I checked it when we first thought this could happen, but well, I never thought Underwoods would do it to us. After all these years.
What are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know. We'll just have to find it from somewhere.
Where?
Pat, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Clary. It ain't great news.
Did David read it?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said it's 99.9% certain it was you.
So it was all my fault then?
I'm sorry, love.
But in the letter they said may have caused it.
Well, they have to word it like that, David said. They have to cover themselves. It's because there could be a tiny margin of error, so they can't say definitely it was you.
But it was, wasn't it?
Oh, come here.
Oh, Eddie. It really was me caused them little kiddies to get so ill.
You didn't know, did you? You didn't do it on purpose.
That don't matter to them and their parents, does it?
You can't think like that. What's done is done. And they'll get better.
We don't know that.
We don't know for certain they won't either, but let's try and look on the bright side, eh?
Susan said they're very quiet in the dairy. Hardly anybody's buying their yoghurt or their cheese. They can't give the ice cream away.
It won't last long.
Pat won't forget easily. I'll never be able to look her in the eye again.
It'll pass. Just give it time.
She'll certainly never give me my job back, will she? Not now.
Oh, I keep telling you, something will turn up.
How will it, Eddie? This will be on my records for 5 years, it says in the letter. Anybody could find out about it. I'll never get a job nowhere now.
And George, you be a good boy for Daddy and Nick.
Oh, he will, Emma, don't worry. And will you be a good little girl for your mummy today, eh? Oh, that's a pretty dress, isn't it? Don't you look gorgeous?
Yeah, she does suit this shade of pink. Don't you, sweetheart?
Aw. Mia? Mia, come and say hello to Kira.
That's okay, Mia, don't worry. We're going now.
Oh, that's a shame.
Nick, about Mia.
Oh, what about her?
I saw her in the shop yesterday with Will and she had a runny nose.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, I don't want to be funny, but I'd rather she stays away from Kira when she's full of cold.
Oh, she isn't full of cold, she's just a bit snuffly, I think.
Or whatever, but Kira hasn't had a cold or anything so far, touch wood. So I don't want to catch in anything now that she started sleeping through the odd night.
Oh, right.
And a snuffly baby's really hard to breastfeed as well. Although maybe you didn't know that. Anyway, come on, sweetheart, let's get to the shop, shall we? Will will drop George off at the usual time, will he?
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye. And you have a nice day too.
Here we are, Elizabeth. This is the last of the ironing.
Oh, thanks, Mum. I really appreciate you helping me get ready.
There's always more to do than you imagine, isn't there, when you're going away?
Can't wait. Whole week, just me and the children.
You'll all have a wonderful time, even if it rains every single day. How did the children get on yesterday at Pony Club Camp?
Oh, they're loving it. They've both made new friends.
Good.
And yesterday afternoon they spent the whole time in the arena practising different jumps.
Super.
I'm going down on Friday to watch the mini eventing. They're so excited.
You driving down with Shula?
Yeah, when she goes to pick up the ponies. Oh, Mum, I can't wait to be driving again either. It's been such a bind having to rely on lifts.
Never mind. Can't be long now.
3 weeks and 2 days, to be precise. Not that I'm counting down the days or anything.
Oh, I can't believe the school holiday's nearly over.
You mean you're not ticking the days off until you can get them back on that school bus?
Will. No, actually, I'm not. Especially after last week. Oh, we had such a great time, didn't we?
Yeah.
Will.
What?
Give us a hug.
You're getting my shirt wet.
Oh, do you think you can wangle another day off next week? Will Pete cover for you again?
He might.
Oh. We could all just have one last trip out somewhere.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Brilliant. Thank you.
And what do you want to do this afternoon?
Well, I was thinking...
Yeah?
Well, the kids haven't flown the kites they made last week yet, have they?
No. Oh, well, we'll take them up Lake Hill if you like.
And, while we're on the subject of outings, there's a Jumping Dakota gig coming up. And you did say we should go the next time they're playing around here.
What's happened to you? All this energy.
I know. Impressive, isn't it? Oh, but I'd really like to go. I'll check. I remember it was a school night.
Oh, well, what about the kids?
Oh, I can ask Andrew to pick them up and if they can stay the night at his.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Great. Look, I'll look it up and book the tickets online later. Oh, Clary.
I'm not disturbing you, am I?
Of course not. Come in. Come and sit down. I'll put the kettle on. Will told me about the letter. I'm so sorry, Clary.
I know you are, love. Thank you.
And the minute I hear of anything work-wise, I'll be straight on my mobile to you.
It's Eddie I worry about.
Dad's all right.
For now he is, but he's knocking himself out working round the clock. He can't keep that up.
Oh.
What?
I've just thought. Look, why don't you try asking if they're looking for anybody at Lower Loxley?
I don't see how I can, love. I mean, it's down on my record what I did. 5 years it stays there. They'd find out.
Yeah, but well, it's such a big place. They must have other jobs going, apart from in the cafe. Oh, like helping Hayley or Mrs. Thickham.
Well, I can't do no harm to ask, Mum.
No, I suppose not.
Well, and they have been very good with Dad in the past. They've given him work.
Yeah, they have. He helped poor Nigel with the ha-ha.
Well, why don't you give it a go?
Yeah, I will. I ain't got nothing to lose, have I?
That was delicious, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Would you like more lemonade, Mum?
Oh, go on then, just a splash.
Hello. Oh, am I interrupting?
Hello, Jenny.
No, not at all. Come and join us.
Well, I'm with Phoebe and Rory and they've just gone to find Hayley, so I thought I'd pop by and say hello.
Lovely to see you. Shall I get another glass?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thanks, Elizabeth. How are you both?
Mum's been helping me get ready for our holiday in Cornwall next week.
Oh, how lovely.
Elizabeth's booked a wonderful hotel, haven't you?
Yeah, it's got an indoor pool and a games room. And outside there are tennis courts and a trampoline.
Oh, well, it sounds perfect.
And Mum's going to be busy now getting ready for Sunday and Monday.
Oh, yes, of course, the open gardens. Linda's put a nice piece on the website.
Robert's printing off the signage, so she said, and maps showing which gardens are open.
Will they be hosting the teas too?
No, not this time. Hilary Noakes is doing it and Vicky Tucker.
Not Auntie Chris?
Her garden's too small, I'm afraid, like mine.
How are Lily and Freddie getting on this week?
Loving every minute.
Right, aww. I'd better make tracks. I'm on duty in the village shop at 3. Oh, there's Clary.
Come on over.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. I didn't want to bother you.
It's nice to see you.
Mrs. Titcomb said you was here, if you're busy.
Actually, I'm just off, Clary. I'll give you a call later, Elizabeth.
All right, Mum. Thanks.
Bye, Jill.
Bye.
Clary, what can I do for you?
I just come to ask a favour.
Yeah, of course. What is it?
It don't matter. You're busy.
No, it's fine.
Oh, don't mind me, Clary. I'd better go and find where Rory and Phoebe have got to. Well, have a lovely holiday, Elizabeth, and give my love to the children and tell them good luck from Alice and me for Friday.
I will. Lily's having great fun. But Freddie's really come into his own this week. He says he wants to hunt properly next season, not just follow.
Oh, really?
And he's asked to go to the Pony Club rally in a couple of weeks. Oh. He was chatting away about it on the phone last night. He was so excited.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Sounded just like Nigel.
Oh, get off.
Oh, Clary, I'm so sorry. Sorry, what did you want to ask me?
It was just Nick thought Mia left her cardi here last week in the crook bar, and I just wondered if anyone had found it, handed it in.
Not to my knowledge, Clary, sorry. Have you asked Hayley?
Of course, Hayley. Why didn't I think of that? I'll ask her now. I'm so sorry to disturb you.
No, that's all right. I hope you find it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, I hope she's all right.
She did seem rather lost, didn't she?
Oh. Well, I was wondering why on earth Pat kept Susan on in the dairy rather than Clary. But now I'm beginning to put two and two together.
Go on, George. Right, yeah, throw the kite up.
Wow.
That's it.
Good boy. Whoops. Oh, never mind. Right, keep trying.
Can I hold it? Oh, look at Mia. That's it, Mia. Yours is flying too, right up to the clouds.
Wow. Oh, that was a great idea, tying it to a garden cane so she can fly a kite too.
It's what Dad did when we were little.
Have you noticed her sniffling or sneezing today?
Mia? No. Why?
Oh, just something Emma said.
Oh, what's up with her now?
Oh, she wouldn't let Mia near the baby in case Kira caught Mia's terrible lurgy.
Honestly. What's she like?
It's just really annoying when she says these things, you know? If I say anything, it makes me seem really touchy and stroppy.
Yeah, I know.
But if I don't, it makes her feel like she's won some sort of point.
Well, I know what you're saying. It's like what she said at Kira's christening, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
She tries to lord it over you because she's the mother of both the mum and dad's grandchildren. No, she's got no right. Yeah, leave it to me. I'll have a word.
No, it's okay. Forget it. Clary's not taken in by her and, well, I can handle it.
Do you want a carrier, Emma?
Oh, no, it's fine, thanks. It'll fit under the buggy.
Hello again, Jenny.
Oops. Oh. Not much room, is there?
I'm just off.
Ooh, fast asleep.
She's a little angel, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. When she's asleep, she is. Right, thanks very much.
Oh, Emma. Oh, how's Clary?
Oh, no, it's all right. I'll get the water. Yeah, oh, Clary's great with her. Both her and Eddie are. Oh, they love her to bits. Oh, and George.
Oh, let me help.
Oh, Tara, see ya.
Good grief.
Oh, I know. Oh, she thinks the world revolves around her, doesn't she?
I expect we were all a bit like that with a new baby.
Oh.
Jenny, I kept meaning to ask, how's Brown got on with those bones at the market site?
Oh, don't. What a saga that's been.
Oh, dear.
Well, he finally managed to get the haulier to remove the bones this morning. And he rang the Echo to tell them about it as well.
Oh, good.
Well, we'll see. I mean, first the pit where the bones are found has to be decontaminated as a precaution. And then, finally, they'll be able to start work.
Right.
But he won't be able to relax until he knows exactly how much it's all cost. And whether they can still complete the work on time.
Oh, William, I couldn't even bring myself to ask her.
Mum.
No, it just didn't seem right.
Okay, well, what about Grey Gables?
Oh, they won't give me a job. No, I know they won't.
So, what are you going to do now?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, look, you said Dad's going to Grange Spinney after Brookfield to work on that patio.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, you and Grandad come to us for your tea.
I don't know.
Come on. Nick would love to see you. You know she would.
Are you sure? Of
course. Well, and the kids.
All right, then. Yeah. Thanks. That'd be nice, love.
Great.
Oh, there were one bit of good news. Susan rang and she said Pat's not being prosecuted.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there you are, then. No, it might not be too long till she can take you back on at the dairy.
Morning, Brian.
Cliff, how are things? I see the disinfection started.
Yeah, he got it about half an hour ago.
Good.
I was just on my way to talk to the contractors.
Uh-huh.
Once the inspector has finally given the all clear, I'm hoping they can move in straight away and get cracking.
Oh, at last. Can I have a full report assessing what the damage is in terms of cost?
Yeah, of course.
And a revised schedule for completion?
Yep.
This morning, please.
Aye, no problem.
I need to know exactly where we stand.
Oh, hi, Brenda.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay, really.
Oh, and how's Tom?
He's fine, thanks, Cathy. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, Pat told me the latest. I spoke to her yesterday.
Oh, the Underwoods extra charge.
£10,000. Oh, I was shocked myself.
I know, but it was in the contract.
I'm not working until this afternoon, so I thought I'd pop round later.
Are you okay? Do you need a lift somewhere?
Oh, no. I just thought I'd stretch my legs.
You sure?
Yes, thanks. I'm just on my way to put these in the phone box.
Maps?
They're for the open gardens thing on Sunday and Monday. Well, Linda asked if I'd mind doing it while I was out.
Oh, right.
Robert's printed them off, showing where all the gardens are.
Is your garden one of them?
Oh, no. No chance.
I know Vicky's getting really excited about it.
Is she involved?
She's had Dad pulling up weeds in the garden every night this week.
Oh, poor Mike.
And she's doing some of the teas too.
Well, she's a braver woman than I am.
And me. It's not my thing at all. And I think poor old Dad will be camping out at Neil and Susan's for the duration.
Well, at least he'll get some cake at the end of it.
He hopes. Right, I'd better get going. I'll leave you to it.
To be honest, I was just glad to get out of the house. I'm so nervous.
Why?
Well, Jamie's gone into school this morning to get his GCSE results.
Oh, of course.
Until he rings me, I can't settle to anything.
Well, thanks very much for your time, and I'll phone back early next week, as we said. Bye now.
Coffee?
Oh, cheers, Mum.
How's it going?
Bit of a hard sell, I'm afraid. I've been on the phone for ages.
And what did he say?
Their computer's down, so they couldn't arrange a date for me to call. I'm calling again next week.
That sounds like an excuse to me.
Well, I don't care. I'll ring them back and I'll get a meeting anyway.
Were they interested at all?
They did sound as if they were. I emphasised all the positives. A small, family-run dairy. We use the milk from our own cows, bred here on the farm. The ingredients we buy in, like the fruits, are all top quality and completely organic. Told him how long we'd been in business, how we could guarantee supplies.
Oh, does sound like hard work.
Yeah. I practically had to turn myself inside out. I even said we'd supply initially on a sale or return basis.
Sale or return? Oh, Tom.
Well, I said that's how confident we are in our products to sell well.
Okay. All right, well, hope you're not going to offer that to everyone.
Of course not. He pushed me really hard.
I hope it's not all a waste of your time, Tom.
Yeah, so do I.
Good news, Cliff.
Oh, have we got the all clear?
Finally.
Oh, that's great. Thank goodness.
Indeed.
Oh, I've got those figures and schedules you asked for. I'll just bring them up.
Oh, thanks.
Just press there to expand.
Right. Yes, I see.
And, here we go. Uh-huh. As you can see, it's been a costly business. Not to say challenging. But the delay shouldn't mean us missing the early completion deadline, or, of course, the bonus.
Well done.
Just so long as there aren't any more hitches.
Understood. Well, thank heavens for that.
Aye.
Right, come on. Let's get everybody back to work.
Shall I put the kettle on?
Oh, no, I can't stay too long. I'm due at work soon.
All right. Well, sit down anyway.
How are you?
Oh, not great, as you can imagine.
At least you're not being taken to court.
I know. And it was a relief. for all of about 30 seconds. It's one thing after another.
Oh, Pat.
It's grim, Cathy. Sorry, I'd much rather have something positive to tell you.
I wish there was more I could do apart from sympathise. Have you heard any more about the children in hospital?
No, nothing this week so far.
So that's something.
Yeah, Shula would have let me know straight away if she'd heard anything.
You're a strong family, and you're all pulling together. You'll find a way out of this, I'm sure you will.
Well, we'll see. Anyway, how are you?
Well, okay, actually.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear it. And Jamie?
He's okay too. He got his GCSE results this morning.
Oh, Cathy, I'm sorry. I should have remembered.
Of course you shouldn't. Don't be silly.
So come on, how did he do?
Well, better than we both expected.
Oh, that's great news.
I mean, his grades weren't brilliant, but he's got a B, 4 C's and 3 D's.
That's miraculous when you think what was going on. Tell him well done from us.
Yeah, I will.
I must get him a card.
Yeah, Natalie, we're trying to pick up the pieces for one of his mates, though.
Ah?
Marty. He's done really badly. Well, I'm not surprised.
No, but you concentrate on Jamie. He's done extremely well, considering everything he's been through.
There's just one blot on the landscape. His maths. That was one of the D's.
Oh, I see.
Mm. He needed C's in maths and English to get into Borchester College to do his A-levels.
Oh, what a shame. So what's he going to do now?
Well, he was just going to give up. But then he and Natalie had a chat.
Oh?
Yeah. And Natalie got him to ring the college. And they agreed he should go along next week for his induction chat as planned. And they'll discuss letting him start his A-level courses and retake maths alongside them.
That's great.
Yeah, they haven't turned him down out of hand.
And will he accept if he's offered the place?
Oh, yes. Apart from anything, he wants to be with Natalie.
She's good for him, isn't she?
Hmm. He'll accept things from her. He never would from me.
Well, that's how it is, Cathy. They want to feel they're making their own way in life. And if your son finds a partner you like, well...
Yes?
Oh, it's nothing, really. I snapped at Brenda the other day when she was doing her best to help.
Right.
I felt terrible afterwards.
I'm sure she'll forgive you.
She already has. But I shouldn't have done it.
You're only human, Pat. Oh, anyway, the golf club beckons.
Fingers crossed, then, for Jamie's interview.
Thanks. I'll let you know what they say. Oh, hello, Tom.
Hey, Cathy.
And remember what I said, Pat, please. You've been such a good friend to me.
I will.
Bye.
Bye.
The post van's just been, and the postman dropped these off.
Let me see. Dawson, Garcia and Dawson, solicitors.
Yep, they're all from solicitors.
Well, we know what they're likely to be, then. You open that one. Oh, Lord.
What is it? Ah, I see. They're suing us.
All of them, I expect. It's no surprise.
They'll just try and get as much out of us as they can, won't they?
And if, God forbid, Millie Robson suffers lasting kidney damage, it could be hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Oh, Mum.
How on earth am I going to tell your dad?
Oh, careful, Brian.
Sorry.
Everything all right?
Oh, just look at that, Cathy. I mean, I ask you.
I'm not with you.
Marvellous, isn't it? I mean, last week they were splashing it all over the front page.
Oh, you're talking about the bones that were found on the new market site.
Headlines and talk of foot and mouth disease. Never mentioning the fact that bones were from the 67 outbreak.
No, I was a bit taken aback myself initially when I read the article.
Now they can report the site's been cleared and they've got the chance to say there was never any disease risk at all. Well, you'd think they'd want to make a lot of that, wouldn't you?
I suppose so,
Well,
yes.
Apparently not. I mean, look where they've hidden it. Buried at the bottom of page 12.
Orange or apple juice?
Apple, please, Brenda. Thanks.
So, what happens now?
All Mum and Dad can do at this stage is pass the letters on to the insurance people.
Right.
But it could drag on for years before the claims are settled, Mum said.
Oh, Tom, really?
Yep.
That's just awful.
Plus, the premiums are going to rocket.
Well, yeah, of course they will. Really sorry. I don't know what to say.
Nothing much to say. And then I had another couple of phone calls this morning. Two more people cancelling their veg boxes.
Poor you. It's been nothing but bad news all round this morning.
I know. But I feel like I can't get caught up in it. That would be the kiss of death.
Yeah, it sucks out all your energy.
Exactly.
So, what are you going to do?
I need to focus on selling. Keep cold calling, keep trying to get meetings, get people to try our products.
Well, that's great. I'm pleased that's how you feel.
I know it's not going to be easy.
It's going to mean very long days with everything you've already got on.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I'll do whatever it takes.
You need a proper strategy. All these people with delis and specialist food shops will already have suppliers.
Obviously. And I'm sure in most cases they're probably happy with them too.
So what you need to do is talk. Use plenty of open questions and listen. Just try and identify something they might be dissatisfied about with their current supplier. Something you could then promise Bridge Farm could provide.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Let me think.
I even offered sale or return on our products to one guy today. Mum was not keen.
No, well, it's not so easy with perishables, I'd have thought.
Well, what about discounting? Undercutting other suppliers?
I really think you should avoid discounting. Mm. Straight away, it just cheapens your products in the eyes of potential buyers.
Fair point.
Plus, it smacks of desperation.
Yeah, true.
You need to hold your confidence in the brand and let your products and your service do the selling.
Okay.
Yeah?
Definitely. Thanks, Brenda.
It's okay.
I'm not going to let this beat me. I know we have a fantastic range of products.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just a case of getting them out there, into the wider world.
You are sure there's a kingfisher under this bridge?
Yeah, definitely. I saw it the other day. There, look, there it goes.
Where?
I just need to lean over a little bit.
Where?
Further.
I cannot...
Oops, nearly fell there.
Harry! You take care, or I grab you and drag you in also.
Jazza, finally.
Aye, I'm late. And the reason I'm late is I couldn't find where my flatmate had left my designer aftershave again.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
If you'd only put things back in the rightful place.
A place for everything and everything in its place?
Aye, spot on. Anyway, looks like I'm not the only one that's late, eh?
But Nicolette?
Aye, Nicolette. Making a special effort getting ready just for me, is she?
Not exactly.
Oh, I am sorry, Jazzer, but she is not coming.
No coming? Is she ill or something?
Steel yourself, she's had a better offer.
For a second there, I thought you said a better offer.
Sad, but true.
It's a joke, right?
Nope.
How can you get a better offer than an early start on the beer on a bank holiday weekend? Plus a meal in a great pub, plus a band later on in the same pub so you don't have to walk anywhere.
Not everybody's that easily pleased.
I put my new trainers on and all.
Yeah, no danger of losing you in the dark with those on.
So, what's this better offer then?
Oh, the other pickers, they have gone in minibus to Birmingham, to Indian Balti House and Clubs.
Aye, fair enough.
So, what do you want to do? You're welcome to come with us, or do your own thing, whatever.
This bandit's on the night. It's definitely the Dirty Hands.
Yeah, that's what the paper said.
Because I happen to know the drummer's a fit blonde bird, with a star tattoo and a chest you could stun your pint on.
Oh, Jazza.
Sorry, he's off you.
No, it's okay. What is her name?
Kaylee. No, Kelly. Kylie. One of them, anyway. So, it might not be a waste of time after all.
Right. What are we waiting for, then?
The taxi.
You'll have a long wait. I've cancelled it.
You've cancelled it? You daft?
No.
What are we going to do now?
Walk.
All the way to Pennyhasset?
Yes. That's a gorgeous evening. It'll help us work up an appetite.
Ah, you're a raging thirst.
Harry, that is a sweet idea.
Barmy me, I like.
You are so romantic.
Pass me the bucket.
Pass you the what?
Right, let's get a move on.
We could always phone the taxi firm again.
Nah, there's a shortcut I sometimes take on my bike. We'll be there before you know it.
I move the lettuces over there, Pat, I can make space for all those courgettes.
Oh, I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thanks.
Sheila came over earlier.
Oh, Lord.
No, sorry, Tony. It wasn't about Millie Robson.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
No, she just came to buy some ice cream.
Yeah? What's the occasion?
Daniel's GCSE results. They were very good, she said.
Oh, he's a bright boy.
Yeah, although she said he worked very hard, too.
Yeah, well, good for him.
Reg and Bunty gave him a large cheque, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
As a reward.
Alistair said they were very keen on getting Daniel on side.
How do you mean?
Well, they're determined to get him following in his father and grandfather's footsteps, aren't they?
Nothing wrong with that.
They want to make a lawyer out of him.
He's already done some work experience with Usha's firm.
So, has young Jamie got his result?
Yeah, he did well too, considering.
Hi.
Hello, Tom. Is this all left over from the veg boxes?
Yep. And I've just harvested another lot of courgette.
Wow. I didn't realise how much surplus we were producing.
Yeah, well, if you're just going to stand there and point out the obvious...
No, I'm not. I'm on it. I'll go and phone the food co-op before they close. See how much more they can take off us.
Come on, Jazza, hurry up.
What's it doing now?
What?
The cow. Is it chasing me? How can he look?
It's giving you the evils. Does that count?
Oh, I suppose you think it's funny, eh?
Why did you not stay with us?
Yeah, Zofia's right. Safety in numbers.
Because it was getting too close. I know cows and how they behave. I work on farms.
You work with pigs and milk bottles. How does that make you qualified in bovine psychology?
Cows can be vicious if you get on the wrong side of them.
What? If you support a different football team or disagree with their politics?
You can take the mick, all right. But look, they're moving out here now.
Maybe they're attracted by your glow-in-the-dark trainers.
Yes, like the colour red attracts the bulls.
Mind you, his trainers are not quite so white as they were before.
What? Oh, no!
Oh, poor Jazza!
Another hazard with close encounters of the bovine kind.
The sooner we're through that gate, the better.
Ah, but you can't rush a kissing gate.
What are you on about now?
When we were little and went on walks, my mother told my sister and me that these were kissing gates.
Your mother sounds nice.
I'll go through first. Now... you have to give me a kiss before you can come through.
Well, I like these English gates.
No, you have to kiss me before I come through, Zofia.
Oh, but I can't remember what to do. Maybe Harry should show me.
Aye, I think I'll pass, thanks.
Ah, there's the pub, Zofia.
The White Hart.
Didn't I tell you this was a shortcut?
Oh, no.
What's up now?
Have you no idea what's on the blackboard?
Yeah, dirty hands bound. Yeah. Oh.
They're on Monday night, you plank.
I must have misread it in the echo.
The night's flipping karaoke night.
So what did the co-op people say?
They can take about half of our surplus.
No more than half?
Nope.
Oh dear.
I know.
Well, the village shop can't take any more. Neither can Ambridge Organics.
Yeah, it just looks like it's going to have to go in the compost bins.
What a dreadful waste.
That shepherd's pie and fat chips wasn't bad at all, he's off you.
Oh, very good, yes.
I don't know how you can get through shepherd's pie and chips.
Aye, well, you've had a lot of fuss since you've been mates with me, yeah?
You're not wrong there, Jazza. Here you go.
Good lad. I'm ready for this, I know.
So, you're glad you decided to stay?
Oh, I'll give you that, Ian. Besides, that lassie with the ponytail's been giving me the eye.
So is her bear of a boyfriend.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, you may have to fight for her, like two knights.
Who, me? No chance. I'm a lover, no a fighter. Lashes to me are like buses.
I'll just stop you there, Jazza.
No, I only meant there'll be another one along in a minute. Aye, I'm enjoying it here.
I hope you enjoy karaoke too, because we're up next.
Who?
You and me. You're always looking for a chance to show off that voice of yours.
Wait a minute. You've signed us up for karaoke? Well, that's another first.
It'll be a laugh.
No way. I need at least another couple of pints in me before I stand up in front of this lot.
Oh, no time. Look, the bloke's waving at us.
Okay. What are we singing?
Aha, wait and see. Come on.
And my wee Scottish pal and I have a real treat for you now. So, without further ado...
Give us a clue. Is it my wee?
No, but it's a classic of his time.
Oh, a classic, yeah.
Music and lyrics. Maestro, please.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, me first, then you.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna really, really, really wanna ziggy zig. Ah, if you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never ends.
What a laugh. I'm so glad you think so.
My reputation's been put through the shredder.
Ah, you came over really well as Scary McSpice.
Aye. Cheers.
Hey, maybe we should take it out properly and do the club circuits. Come on.
Oh, Harry, Jazza, that was fantastic.
Jazza's face when the lyrics came up. Man.
Oh, well done to both of you. It was great fun.
Oh, thanks.
Aye, I'm going to put a taxi in the Portchester. See if there's any of my mates knocking about.
Oh, Jazza, don't go.
Yeah, what about an encore?
What about a pint of beer or your heat?
Nah, spoil sport. Here's 20. Do you want to go and get another round in while you wait for the taxi?
Aye, go on then. That's something I can do without being shown up.
Is he okay?
What, Jazza? Yeah, of course he is. He loves laying it on thick.
Yes?
Oh, yeah. By the time he meets up with his mates, this will have turned into him as Bon Jovi crowd-surfing a group of adoring girls after the third encore of Living on a Prayer.
Harry, this is the most fun I have had in a long time. You are such a great guy.
I've checked on the calf. She's suckling well.
Oh, thanks. Oh, just look at all this, Tom.
I know. But like I was just saying to Mum, I know it'll take some time, but I can move our products. I know I can. I'm making some headway already.
Might not happen soon enough.
Oh, Dad.
You've got to face facts, Tom. If things carry on like this, pretty soon we'll be getting by on just the milk check and whatever the co-op will pay us for the field crops.
Tom?
Hi, Mum.
There you are. Have you listened to the voicemail messages on the office phone recently?
How do you mean, recently? I was in the office for about an hour this afternoon. About four or something. I haven't had time since.
Well, you better make time.
Why? What did they say?
It's from the manager of a delicatessen in Birmingham.
Oh, right. Well, I rang a few of them yesterday. I was blitzing the city centre.
Well, this one was extremely angry.
Oh, no. Why?
Pat, please. What did he say?
He said that after he'd spoken to Tom, he did a quick internet search on Bridge Farm and almost straight away found the Borchester Echo page with a story about E. coli.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
He said that you weren't straight with him, that he doesn't appreciate being taken for a fool and you'd better not call again.
Right.
Right? Is that all you have to say?
So much for all the hours you've spent on the website.
What?
What's the point of it all? If the minute Bridge Farm's typed into a search engine, that's what happens.
There's always been a risk of people turning up bad stuff on the internet. I didn't expect people to go ballistic.
Well, how did you expect people to react, eh?
But it's not like I was lying or trying to con anyone. Everything I told him about the quality of the products was true, is true.
I said it was a waste of time, Tom, didn't I? I warned you.
I just can't believe how naive you've been. If you thought that all our problems could be solved by being economical with the truth, you couldn't have been more wrong.
I haven't been economical with the truth. And at least I've been proactive. Not just stuck my head in the sand, waiting for it all to blow over.
No, you just thought you could get round it by pretending it never happened.
I've been trying to help. I've spent all my spare time this week trying to make things happen. So why am I the bad guy?
Oh, it's no good. The whole of the Bridge Farm brand is contaminated. Doesn't matter how far afield we try to sell, it's just not going to work.